Moving on, unfinished business. Ordinance 2025-16, an ordinance amending Chapter 4.04 of the Municipal Code entitled Purchasing to Update Bid and Proposal Submissions Procedures. This is the third reading. If approved in the third reading, Ordinance 2025-16 will amend Chapter 4.04 of the Municipal Code to modernize and clarify the borough's purchasing requirements by allowing electronic submission of responses to invitations to bid and requests for proposals. Ordinance 2025-16 was unanimously approved in its first and second readings. Do I have a motion to approve this ordinance?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Member Stan Greger, second by Member Valentine. Discussion. Okay, seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. With that, passes to 7-0. I'll move on now to new business. Under new business, Ordinance 2026-01, supplemental budget. An ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the fiscal year 2026 budget for known changes. This is the first reading. If approved in three readings, the supplemental budget would make changes to the following funds. Transfer $300,000 from the fiscal year 2025 general fund surplus to the Parks and Recreation Sewer Repair Capital Project. A memo from Director Payne regarding the transfer is attached. Transfer the remaining general fund fiscal year 2025 surplus of $131,365 to the Assisted Living Facility Fund that is operating at a deficit. Do I have a motion to approve this change?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Member Mucci, I think second by Member Schwartz. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, may I jump in?
You may.
And may I ask Finance Director Tao, she may have to correct me here, but you remember the Parks and Rec sewer project's been on the books for a while. Unfortunately, when we went out to bid, we came in quite a bit under where the bids came in over what we had money set aside. Luckily, or based on hard work in Jody's department and the other department heads, our general fund budget came in several hundred thousand ahead in the black. So this is a moving from a surplus situation into this project fund that allows us to move forward on the sewer project. The assisted living is a little more troubling issue. Our deficit continues to grow up there. Jody can give the actual numbers, but it's shocking. So basically at this point, the general fund is all that's keeping assisted living from having to close its doors. We've also had some issues with Medicaid. We have not received a Medicaid payment since August. Some of that's our own fault as we've moved to, a new director up there. There's a lot of paperwork that Medicaid demands, and when you call them, you get no answers. So it's slowed the process down to do the conversion to Michelle. We think we made some headway actually this morning, but it continues to mean, no Medicaid funds coming in the door until we get this resolved. We do have the opportunity to collect the money, past money owed, but it's time's running out. We have to get this done and then hopefully get the bills submitted to them. We'll see what happens. It appears, and so you understand how Medicaid works. The money goes from the feds to the state, and we deal with somebody at the state to fund us. Sounds like staffing's been cut at the state level. So it's also, that's another part of the difficulty is getting people to actually answer the phone. So anyway, Jody, nothing. Okay, I covered it. So anyway, I just wanted to let the assembly know.
Questions, Member Stanton Greger?
Yeah, it's the first reading. I'll obviously be voting yes. Thank you to the finance department for their work that allowed us to have the surplus to transfer this money. And then so thank you also to Stephanie Payne and all of her staff, because this has been a long-term ongoing major problem. Keeping the facility open has been clearly stated as a priority of the community. I echo that statement. So I just thank you to those involved who put the time into getting this before us so we can get that project done. Thank you.
Member Mucci?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I'll be voting for this as well. I was just curious when the, if after the three readings, when will the work start?
Steph, yeah.
We have it tentatively scheduled for the end of April. That way VSE can finish up their use of the pool. That's when they get done with the majority of their younger kids. So we won't have such a cluster of kids trying to get down the hallways. We'll have to adjust. My hope is that we will stay open during the construction with a little bit of adjustment as to where people can change, because obviously the locker rooms will be out. So just kind of timing it just right to when the school's done, VSE will be mostly done, and then we'll float into the summer.
Thank you.
Yes.
Other questions from the assembly? If I can ask one of the finance director, in our fiscal year 2024 at the end, what did we subsidize assisted living with? Do you remember offhand approximately?
It was about $350,000.
So this would be about half of what the needs might be, then, is what you're...
Yeah, the assisted living actually needs more than that, but I'm going to try to take care of that in the next budget for fiscal year 2027. This $131,000 is just the remaining surplus amount from fiscal year 25. And then the other part of that is the transfer to the swimming pool capital project, so.
Thank you. Okay, hearing no other questions, would the clerk please call the roll on?
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
That passes unanimously. Moving on, resolution 2025-22, a resolution establishing documents which may be submitted to determine eligibility by low-income senior residents for a senior sales tax exemption. If adopted, resolution 2025-22 will allow seniors to demonstrate eligibility for a senior sales tax exemption card by providing proof of a pending application for the State of Alaska Senior Benefits Payment Program. Do I have a motion to approve this resolution?
So second.
It's been moved by Member Valentine, seconded by Member Mucci. And with that, Member Mucci.
Yep, somebody stopped me on the way to the meeting today and just wanted to make sure that if they hadn't heard in 6 months whether they were approved, the borough has the opportunity to extend that to 1 year. So just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
With that, I'm going to go back, and I thank the finance director for putting this together, but I'd ask if she would explain what this does and then answer, if you could, Mr. Member Mucci's question.
Yeah, sure. So as we've heard, the state has a substantial backlog of applications needing to be reviewed, and this will allow those seniors waiting to hear back from the state to have a temporary sales tax exemption card during that time. They'll just need to show us proof of application. Usually they get a response saying, thank you, this will be under review. And as we have heard, it has taken longer than 6 months in some cases. So we will allow a 6 month card, how this will work. And then if people are still waiting, they'll talk with me and I can extend it for another 6 months, but not more than a year will be extended.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions from the assembly? Okay, would the clerk then please call a motion on the resolution?
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
That resolution passes unanimously. Next resolution is resolution 2025-23, resolution adopting an alternative allocation method for the fiscal year 2026 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program, and certifying that this allocation method fairly represents the distribution of significant effects of the fisheries business activities in FMA 18 Central Southeast Area. Each year, the borough approves a version of this resolution adopting the alternative allocation method for the current fiscal year's shared fisheries business tax program. Finance Director Tao is requesting approval of Resolution 2025-23 for fiscal year 26. Do I have a motion to approve this resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. Any questions or discussion from the Assembly? Okay, Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't know, I'm going to throw this out there because I don't know the answer, but on the fisheries business tax program, are those funds allocated to the community based on all fish that is delivered to the community, or is common property, or is cost recovery programs not part of that program?
For the mayor.
Why not?
I'm not sure about cost recovery at all. This particular fish tax is a very small amount. We'll be receiving $3,400. And this is from fisheries that have tax that's been collected outside the municipal boundaries. And we're sharing it with seven other communities. And basically, it's allocated by population for one half, and the other half is by per capita. So this is a very small amount, and I'm sorry, I don't know the
answer. That's okay.
Answer
that's great.
Question.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll on this resolution?
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And that passes unanimously also. Next item on the agenda was an Assembly Hospital Board work session. Per Petersburg Borough Code 3.50.090, the Hospital Board shall meet with the Assembly at least annually to discuss and coordinate financial planning, capital improvement needs, comprehensive plans for healthcare, and other issues related to the hospital and associated facilities. I'm requesting to schedule a work session with the Hospital Board on Monday, January 26, 2026 to 5:30 in the PM in the Assembly Chambers. Do I have a motion to approve that meeting?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
And that also passes unanimously. I'm looking at the next item here is a request to reschedule the April Assembly meeting. Marilyn requests that the Assembly reschedule the first April Assembly meeting from Monday, April 6, 2026 at 12 noon to Monday, April 13, 2026 at 12 noon. Due to the clerk's attendance at the Society for Human Resource Management Conference in Anchorage. And I'd add to that that I think both our clerk and assistant clerk will be at that meeting. Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the change in that meeting?
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Newman. Discussion? Okay, clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Thank you. I have to look at another meeting here. As my colleague, Mr. Member Schwartz, says we have too many meetings, and that's probably true, but...
We haven't for a while.
Yeah. Member, I'm also requesting to schedule the Board of Equalization hearing, and this has to be done each year. But I'm requesting that that the Assembly schedule the Board of Equalization hearing for Tuesday, April 14th, 2026 at 12 noon. Do I have a motion to schedule that meeting?
So move.
Okay.
Second.
Again, motion made by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Newman. Discussion, Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For the folks at home, can somebody explain what the Board of Equalization hearing is?
Okay. I'm going to pass that back to the manager.
So the Assembly, in one of your many hats that you wear the hat of the Board of Equalization. Basically, you hear from our assessor on people's disagreement with where we have not come to an agreement on the value of their property. And they have an opportunity to submit that to the Board of Equalization and make their case. So the assessor will be here. They will argue from their perspective. The property owner is asked to attend to argue their case, and the seven of you, as the Board of Equalization, will determine which side to take. And that's what it is.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions? Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll on that, on scheduling the Board of Equalization hearing?
Member Newman.
Yes.
Member Valentine.
Yes.
Member Martin.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor.
Yes.
Mayor Lynn.
Yes.
Member Mucci.
Yes.
Member Schwartz.
Yes.
Okay. And that passes 7-0. Next item on the agenda is review of the proposed 2026 capital projects list. Attached to this meeting packet are two spreadsheets detailing the proposed capital projects for Petersburg for 2026. Attachment 1, a prioritized list of the top recommended projects. Attachment 2, a comprehensive list of all the capital projects request submitted by the borough departments. These projects are based on their 2025 capital projects list, updated to include new projects and revisions to the ongoing projects. The Assembly is asked to review these capital project requests and to approve the list or recommend any changes. Do I have a motion to approve the capital projects list?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Mucci. Discussion, Member Stanton Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be voting yes. I have no proposed changes. But for those who feel like going through this at home, it's a thorough list. It's comprehensive. Having been on the Assembly now for a bit, as the manager said, the state and CAPSIS has not been very giving, so I'm generally cautiously pessimistic about what we'll receive. But I appreciate the staff's thoroughness in identifying our needs. Thank you.
Okay. Other comments or changes from the Assembly? Hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll on the capital projects list?
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Thank you. And that also passes 7-0. Next item on the agenda is the fiscal year 2027 federal priorities project. And we talked a little bit about this earlier, but the Assembly is asked to review the attached fiscal year 2027 federal priority projects and to approve the list or recommend any changes. Do I have a move to approve the federal priority projects list as presented?
So move.
Second.
Okay, been moved by Member Mucci, I think by Member Schwartz. Discussion.
Mayor, may Mayor, I?
Yes, you may.
What I'd like to do is a real quick review of each of these projects, just tell you what they are.
Okay.
That may help with any
questions. That would be good.
So this is the first two projects on here. One is Banana Point, and the other is the engineering and disinfectant study for the wastewater plant. Those are two projects where we've been told we have money coming, but we have not received the money yet. So they're on this report as just a holder to say, hey, remember us, you said you were going to get this and we haven't got the money yet. So $8 million for wastewater plant and $2 million more for Banana Point with various processes. The wastewater plant, by the time it's all said and done, will be a $12 to $13 million project. And so $8 million helps a bunch, but we still have a ways to go. So we want to keep that in front of them. The projects awaiting funding, have on the list the Petersburg Medical Center. As Phil mentioned, they've gone through some changes in their plans, and so the next phase of this is the long-term care center with both interior and exterior being built up where the work, near the work building. It's about a $32 million project, and there's good language in here where Phil explains, you know, what the process is. I don't know if we are going to get anything, but the feds are where we're talking at this point. Papke's Landing Facility, we continue to have issues with that facility coming apart. I stuck $40,000 in here for conceptual design to get, we have to get to a point where we know what we're going to build and then have an engineer kind of tell us what that's going to cost before I can ask for big money to do a full restore. So this would be $40,000 to have some conceptual drawings talked about with the community and the assembly and come up with answers there. Addition of ADA ramps for the South Harbor. Basically, in a harbor, ADA ramps means they're longer. So at low tide, they're not as steep. Design for the Petersburg Airport Bypass Road. One of the first steps to ever doing something out with that road and making it easier to move on is basically doing the engineering, what it would cost and what we'd want to do. So $2 million, we're looking for design money there. Expansion of the Children's Center, $2.25 million, and this would be, you know, improving and adding to the Children's Center. Volunteer Fire Department training area. We're trying to free up as much as we can in the Scow Bay Boatyard. This would be money they could use to buy property on Mitkoff Highway in a similar place to where the current Fire Station 2 is, so we could vacate that, and that could be then part of the Scow Bay development. There is some property coming up for sale that this would do the trick for. Once we have a property, then we can start to design what do we need there, what kind of building, and what would that cost. But first step is actually owning some property there. And community cold storage, $250,000 on some repairs to the community cold storage that is, we're trying to figure out how to fund to keep that facility open. And it's converting a bunch of space that's not usable now into more usable space. We're actually doing some value-added processing in that building now, which is helping with our bottom line. And that's created some bottlenecks in the issues. We're having to put some floor drains in and trench drains that involve a lot of concrete work. So our hope is we can get some funding. It's a smaller amount, like I said, $250,000. And sometimes those projects get funded easier than the 30-something million dollar projects. So anyway, that's the quick list. I can answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions from the assembly? Okay. Hearing none. With that, would you, clerk, please call the roll?
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
And that federal priorities project list, that passed 7-0. Appointment, well, next item is appointment at large to the Petersburg Economic Development Council. The Borough Assembly has received one letter of interest from Rocio Tejera to serve as the Assembly's appointed member at large to PEDC. Without objection, I would like to appoint Rocio to the three-year term that begins January 5th, 2026 and ends December 31st, 2028. Do I have a motion to approve that?
So move.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Newman. Discussion? Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll on appointing Rocio to that?
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. That also passes 7-0. Next item on the agenda is the Borough Managed Performance Evaluation Timeline. The clerk and myself have put together a timeline. The manager has not had an evaluation for 2+ years. And so it's time that we move forward and do that. And is there the timeline is in the packet. Do I have a motion to approve that performance evaluation timeline?
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved by member, I don't remember whether Mucci, oh, member Stanton Gregor, second by member Mucci. Discussion. Okay, hearing none, again, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Next item is that I'd like to have appoint an individual to help do the manager's evaluation and review to participate with me. I would like to have member Newman as my person with the approval of the assembly.
I would entertain a motion to appoint member Newman to help Mayor Lynn on the manager evaluation review.
Second.
Been moved by member Stanton Gregor, second by member Valentine. Again, would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes, thank you. With that, I'll move down. We're down now on the communications. There's communications to packets that received since November 27, 2025. And I'll go down to assembly discussion items. Under that, first item and discussion item was on the tower, on tower and tidal network. That was requested by member Mucci. And so that we have Mr. Cropley on the phone, this item is, the purpose of this particular item here is a discussion from assembly members. And so with that, I'm going to come back to you, Mr. Copley, but I want to have a discussion with the assembly member first. Member Mucci, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, you know, I prepared this list of 12 questions in anticipation of the Tidal Network meeting on the 16th. And since we canceled that meeting on the 15th, these are just questions that I wanted to know about before I was asked to make a decision based on what was going after Steve's negotiation with Tidal Network for the fire hall piece of property. So I'm not really interested. I mean, we can have Mr. Cropley answer these questions this afternoon, but that wasn't my intent with these questions. My intent was just to have these questions out there, and if the assembly wanted to add some additional questions to this, they're more than welcome to. But I did talk to Mr. Cropley this morning before I left the house. He called, and my question to him was, what are you thinking about for the coming to Petersburg? And he's still, you know, they're still trying to sort stuff out with travel plans. But that's the intent of these questions here. It's not to have them answered this afternoon or stuff, but just to have them out there because I need answers to them. And Mr. Cropley tried to answer a few of them, but I was in all my snow gear and sweating like a dog getting out of my house. And thank you.
I think before I go on, are there any other questions I think that needs to be added to his list or other questions from member Mucci before I go back to Mr. Copeland?
Yeah, if I may, it's more of a clarifying point. Yeah, I was bummed that meeting got canceled, but you know, Snowmageddon, what are you going to do? Have you emailed those questions to Tidal Network and anticipating?
Not yet. Oh, excuse me.
You haven't yet? I think there's some valid questions in there. I hope you do sooner than later so that you can get the answers you need to move forward one way or another. From what I've heard, that it sounds like they would like that level of questioning from us at an assembly level. So on a personal level, I guess I hope those get sent.
Are there other additions or that the assembly might have to add to Member Mucci's questions? Okay, seeing none.
I don't know what to say here. It seems like we have a lot of strong opposition here, but we need to have a conversation at some point. So,
I'm gonna go back. Mr. Cropley, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions that the assembly's asked. One is, I know the meeting was canceled. Is there, and when I checked with the manager, There is nothing rescheduled in the near future. Is your intent to hold a meeting here in Petersburg, say, within the next month or so?
We are trying to schedule that. I just got back today, and we got a pretty, I would like to. How's that for a terrible answer?
If, Mr. Mayor, to jump in through the mayor. And Mr. Cropley, this is Steve Giesbrecht. I'm the borough manager. I reached out to Michelle, or actually she reached out to me in email. She's one of the Title Network employees that we've dealt with. And we're, as you have talked, we're negotiating the contract for that property. And I let her know that, you know, based on input I've received from many of the assembly members, we wouldn't finalize that contract until the time that all those questions get asked. So that the meeting gets rescheduled, basically. So I explained that to Michelle. I'm not sure she's had a chance to, you know, disseminate that information within their group. But I think it's fair to, if the assembly has questions, get them in writing, add them to Jeff's questions. We'll get them to Mr. Cropley and or the team that we've been working with. And the same goes for the public. If you've got questions, I would, you know, it'd be probably helpful for Title to jump in and say, here, email your questions here. That's up to clearly them. But I think there's a lot of people who are going to have questions if we ever can have the meeting here in town.
And, I had a quick data point. For those who don't know, they've got an online survey right now, Title Network does, asking for feedback from the communities. And that's, I saw a link to it on social media, but I'm sure they're around. You can probably find that on their website. They've been seeking input. So this is a data point for those listening. I filled out mine.
So we're happy to take questions. I'm happy to take them. 907-538-8255 if you want to reach me directly, or chris@titlenet.com, or certainly the survey. So, you know, I just found out about this meeting this morning. We're happy. I'm happy to answer any questions. I'm happy to answer the questions that I have in front of me right now that are on the agenda.
I think that I would prefer that if we're going to do this, that the public themselves also have a chance to answer the ask the questions. Would it be possible to ask you to see if we could schedule a separate meeting related to these questions, either you in person or your team in town here, or do it by Zoom?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Mike. January is pretty rough right now. I would love if we could do it virtually, which is not my preference, but is we could certainly make that happen.
Through the mayor, this is Steve. Mr. Cropley, would it be okay if the borough put the link to your email address and or where, whatever email address you'd want it on our website so people could access it easier from here in town?
Absolutely, 100%. Happy to, and my phone number.
Okay, we have that. I didn't want to start broadcasting it without your permission.
No, broadcast away. I'm happy to take to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Anytime.
I think from my standpoint, rather than to continue this on, we could also, the questions that Member Mucci has and others that could be added to it, I would be willing to put you on our next agenda to address those questions if you would be willing to do that.
Absolutely. When is that?
It'll be, I have to ask the clerk here the exact date.
January 20th at 6 p.m.
Would you be available to address those questions?
I'll be doing the same thing in Sitka. Oh, wait, you know what? That one got canceled. That got moved to February. Yep, that'll work.
Right.
6 o'clock, Petersburg on the 20th.
Okay. And if you'd like to come in person, we'd very much like to have you.
I would like to be in person. I will run it by my wife.
Okay. With that, Member Mucci, you had a question?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So January 20th at 6, we're going to maybe have some answers to my questions, but for members of the community who want to submit questions to Mr. Cropley for answers on the 20th, when do they have to be to him by so that the questions make it into the packet for that January 20th meeting.
We'd have to have those by January 12th.
Noon, January 12th.
Yes.
Great, thank you very much.
That, Mr. Cropley, if we'd like to have you in person, if you could do that, if you would get back to the manager, that would be really great, because there is a lot of concern here in town, and anything you could do to help answer some of those questions, I think would help.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity and the invite, and I will, I'll do everything I can to be there. I'm just not looking to make a commitment that I can't keep unless I can do that. So, yeah, I think I have great answers to all your things. You know, we're excited to come to Petersburg and invest and build out infrastructure for you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
We will get the questions we have at this point from Assemblymember Mucci shortly to Mr. Cropley, and then any other questions the assembly members may have or the public. The public can go out direct. We'll put it up on the website, and it takes a day or two, but it'll be up. And for the assembly, if you want to reach through the clerk, we'll add those questions to Jeff's when we send them. So.
Thank you. Other questions or comments from the assembly? Okay. Do you, are you comfortable, is the clerk comfortable with that approach?
With the questions from the community?
Yes.
As I was thinking about it as well, you know, anybody can email the assembly and their communication will be included in the packet. And I'll take those submissions up to the day before I publish, which would be January 14th. So people can feel free to submit, you know, email me directly at bregula@petersburgak.gov, and we'll compile a list. Or if people just want to email individually, they can do that, and then they'll be included in the communications section of the packet.
Thank you.
Hey, with sorry that, to totally just have no decorum here. I do have a commitment with my team on that week to be in Anchorage. I also feel like the 12th doesn't give the public a lot of time, right? 5 days. When's the next one?
No, what?
February
2nd.
February 2nd.
February
At noon.
Yes, and if you could be at that, come to Petersburg on that meeting, or we could schedule a separate meeting, or you could hold a separate meeting here, that would be great also.
Let's do February the 2nd, and I'll come in person.
Okay, that would be very good. We'd appreciate that.
And then, I'm sorry to do this real time, guys. I wasn't expecting this.
It's good.
I do have Sitka to do the same thing on the 4th, but that should probably actually work out. Okay, I'll make the second work. If it doesn't, I'll have to follow back up with the city manager and take your advice and set something else up. But I think Petersburg Sitka will work out that week.
That would be great, because I know there's a lot of concerns that need to be addressed. So if you could be in person.
No, me too. I hear you, man. I'm on it. Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Member Schwartz.
Well, considering the concern in the community, I'm wondering if a noon meeting is, maybe we should do it at 6 p.m. That, and I don't know how his travel would be. It might be more convenient for a 6 o'clock in the evening for people to get to the meeting, and maybe for his travel as well. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. We might want to hold a separate session. We could do that, and that's not a bad idea. Let the clerk and I talk about that and see what we can do afterwards. That's a good idea. Okay. And with that, if you have other thoughts there, Mr. Copley, you know, the manager available, you know, any time to talk about these. And we do want to, we need to address our public's concerns here. And I hope that your will help participate with us. With that, Member Mucci, do you have another question?
I do not.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Moving on, Manager, do you have any other points?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to move on then, Mr. Cropley, and then we'll plan on that meeting on whether it be in the evening or at noon. We'll still have to, we'll wrestle that out and then get back to you shortly here on that. With that, we have Assembly Member comments. Member Stan Gregor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know it was in the mayor's report, but just thank you to all of the borough staff for their extremely hard work over the holidays when they would have rather been at home with their families. Know that it is noticed and recognized and much appreciated. So thank you guys so much. I know it's hard. Secondly, this is a pivot for the other comment. I wanted to address the two folks who came to speak about tidal towers today. One to community member Wright, who was talking about, felt like he was being assigned to blame from folks about the issue. I'm sorry you've received that from people. I do not feel any blame towards you as a property owner. I don't think that's the right approach for people to take. So I'm sorry you've experienced that. One piece I would like to throw out there, though, I've given this issue a lot of thought, is at our last member, or at our last assembly meeting before the Snowmageddon hit, the manager had commented that, you know, Tidal Network to this point had done everything right, you know, followed the rules. In terms of business in general, myself personally as assembly member, I don't think it's the government's job to put undue burden on companies who are following the rules, whether that be Tidal Network, again, using an industrial lot. I have no argument with the property owners who don't like its proximity to residential. But I think if you swapped out Tidal Network for any number of our local industrial businesses or fishermen following the rules on their industrial properties, I don't think people would want the government to get involved and stop private business. Again, this is a very important point, that are following the rules and making an attempt to follow the rules. I don't think it's our place to get in the way of that, whether I personally like that business or not. One example that comes to mind, it was in 2016 when marijuana went legal in Alaska. The marijuana shop on Main Street, I did not like that location. I thought I wasn't even into the name of the business. That said, though, I don't have to like a business who is following the rules. It's not my personal opinion on a business. Should be part of my decision-making process, comma, again, as long as they're following the rules. And I just want to make sure I put that out there, because right now I feel like we're running into exactly that, a company that's following the rules and trying to follow the rules. I don't think it's our place as a government to micromanage personal businesses. Again, sorry to be redundant, that are following the rules. Thank you for your patience with my monologue.
Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I'm not going to debate the point here, but I think Tidal Network is following the rules, but if the rules are antiquated and 30, 40, 50 years old, and there are some issues that need to be addressed by the borough, then I think this is a good time to start chatting about that. And I'm hoping to bring that up again in our housing work session, that we have some old planning and zoning things and some old ordinances that need to be addressed about possible changes that are going on around us with communications towers. And honestly, when the community members, when a large number of community members come forward and say they think there's a health concern or they have issues with things, that, you know, I'm all for paying attention to them. And I mean, I can't chase down every health concern that some people might have, but, you know, I take them seriously. And I think it's part of our job up here to do that. But I think that this whole Tidal Network and the cell tower, communication tower, has opened up a conversation that I think has been long overdue in the community. So I'm looking forward to the housing work session. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments from the Member Martin?
Like, all I did was say the pledge and then say yes 12 times today. But I went up, I want to thank the borough and I guess the taxpayers of Petersburg for sending me up to Anchorage for some training, the Alaska Municipal League. And it was really an eye-opener for me. Just the amount of work that our borough clerks and staff go through all these municipal governments in the state and trying to get their interests put forward, trying to do everything by the book to get what they can from the state. And the other thing I was just kind of shell-shocked by was how restrictive the our ability as local assembly members to meet and talk about things in compliance with the Open Meetings Act. It's just, it's not really like you think it would be. It's not like a congressman hobnobbing around talking to people about, well, what if we did this? What if we did that? It's very restrictive. And it's kind of ironic to me because it seems like we're the least powerful government level, and yet we have the most restrictions. So one thing I think we probably need to do more of is have work sessions where we can have a properly noticed discussion about all this stuff. Because I know, like Member Schwartz and I earlier in December, I think it was still December, we met with Judy Omer, and I went with Rob to the meeting at the library with the concerned citizens. And only two or three of us could even go because of the Open Meetings Act. And I felt like we had some pretty good discussion there. But then after going to the municipal training, I realized that that's about all we're doing about all we could. We're kind of almost starting to approach the line of what we can do without having an officially noticed work session. So it was kind of discouraging. I got really busy with all the snow and everything, and I haven't talked to people about it, but I think we still have a big discussion that needs to take place. A lot of this stuff, people come and testify, but we don't really get to do the back and forth I think we should. So it's my plug for a more of a properly noticed discussion like Jeff's been working for.
Thank you. Other comments from the assembly? Member Valentine.
Last comment, I promise. Thank you. Yeah, to echo everybody here, what we can do, and when community members come often to speak to us. And there's another thing too on our end as well, is that sometimes just in general, we don't know something's a problem until it becomes a problem. So we didn't know that this was going to be a problem until it has now become a problem. So sometimes we get blindsided in that as well. And so we're doing, I think, as best as we can in the sense of now that's being brought up, and doing the next steps to hopefully answer the community's questions, and you know, working with Mr. Cropley on the next work meeting so that the public has input as well there. So, yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, Member Schwartz.
I don't mean to extend it any longer than it already been, but a lot of people aren't here that would have been here had it not been for the weather, and mostly concerned with the tidal network. That being said, that you've opened some doors here for them to get questions to tidal, got phone numbers, emails, surveys. If people are feeling frustrated about this, that would be a good, really good, get your thoughts organized, your questions organized, get the emails out. And sounds like they're open to phone calls as well, and get that dialed in before we have the public meeting next month.
Thank you. Yes, and more time we can give Mr. Cropley to develop those answers to those would be great. So, yes, thank you. Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just have a couple. I want to thank everybody who's been working really hard to remove snow. It's just been a mess. Everybody knows it. We're all experiencing it. And I think everybody's doing the best we can. I appreciate people who are digging out fire hydrants. I think that's a big deal. There's nothing worse, I would think, that if I was a firefighter or any firefighter had to hook up to a fire hydrant and I couldn't get to that hydrant, that'd be a big problem. Or if I had to get to that hydrant in my gear and not be able to get it, that would be an issue. So I think that's a big deal for me. And I thank everybody who's been out there doing it. The other one is, I think on this tidal network issue, I think it's going to be really important that we have it, try and have it in the evening. Like somebody mentioned earlier, there's a bunch more people who would have been here had not the weather been as wonderful as it is. So it's just, I think we need to focus on an evening meeting, or it doesn't have to be late. You know, six is always a good time for those kind of meetings. So I'd encourage that we focus on an evening meeting for Mr. Cropley. Thank you.
Thank you.
Marlin, it looks like Chris has his hand raised. Is he able to speak at this time?
Yes, Chris, do you have something else to add?
See ya.
Maybe not.
That's probably the see ya.
Good catch though, anyway, Tiffany.
Yes, thanks, Tiffany.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Talking to myself there. Yeah, I'm looking at flights here. The 6 o'clock on Monday, the 2nd, does work pretty well for me. It works better than in the afternoon, and it sounds like there's a consensus around getting more folks there at that time.
Okay, thank you very much. Kirk and I will talk about it after this meeting, and I'm sure she or the manager will get back to you here very shortly. Thank you. Okay, is there anything else? Any other comments or questions from the assembly? And we're moving on to recognitions. Any recognitions from the assembly?
I'd like to recognize everybody that made Christmas and the holiday season so wonderful. We had carolers, we had music, people lighting up downtown, everybody that participated, all the businesses participating in Yule Bucking. It's really a nice traditions we have here. Made a special time.
Thank you. Awesome. Any other recognition from the assembly? With that, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Yes, okay, moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.